I just want to link our faith with you at home. Whatever you're facing, whatever turmoil, whatever calamity, whatever problem, I just feel the presence of the Lord here and right now, His love to come upon you. His love to come upon you. Just lift your hands in your living room. Lift your hands in your home. Allow the anointing of God right now just to saturate you. Saturate you. That's His goodness. That's His goodness. In your home, that's the fire of God. That's the fire of God. That is His love right now. Just putting His arms around you and just loving you. You thought you're all alone. You're not alone. I see people in a hotel room right now. You're feeling alone. You're not alone. It's the presence of God. Just open your hands and receive right there wherever you are. It's fire. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I thank you for every need that's been extended, Lord. I thank you for every heart that is open to your touch right now in the name of Jesus. Every sickness goes in Jesus' name. Every bondage is broken in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. People are set free all over the world, whoever is watching right now. As you extend your faith out in the name of Jesus, receive your miracle, receive your healing, receive your fullness, receive your deliverance now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I feel that there are scales that are falling off of eyes. Ears are opened. Lord, I thank you right now that even in bones in your back is coming to line in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for legs and pain in legs and a lame leg. One leg is lame in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that your power extends right now, goes right like electricity right through your body in the name of Jesus, and you receive your healing. Stand up. Now start moving. You couldn't move before. In your arms, in your legs, in your neck, in your head, wherever you could not move before, begin now to move your body. And then move to the phone and tell us what God is doing in your life. Move to the phone. Tell us what is happening inside of you right now in Jesus' name. Do you know the Word of God says that it's the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's how we overcome. So right now, you need to testify about what God is doing inside of you today. Some of you feel that there's something brand new that's happened on the inside of you. You can't even explain it, but it is like fire shut up in your bones. It feels like you want to explode from the inside out, and there is a joy unspeakable and full of glory that has risen up on the inside of you. You can't even contain it. You are crying, you are laughing, you are full of the joy of God. You need to now go to the phone now and testify what God is doing inside of you. Some of you have been wanting to hear an answer from God. There is a decision you need to make. You need to make a specific choice, whether it's in the business or whether it's in marriage. I don't know what it is, but there's a very important decision you need to make right now in the name of Jesus. He will download for you what you need to know. But you need to open up your heart and receive what He has to say. I pray for clarity in the name of Jesus, that you will hear exactly what you've been asking for in Jesus' name. Even dreams and visions, Father, I thank you that a word says that that is exactly what will happen in these last days. As you pour out your spirit, I thank you, Father, that you will have, they will have dreams and visions of exactly what you would like to impart into them now. In the name of Jesus, days of heaven on earth. Days of heaven on earth. Days of heaven on earth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His presence. His presence. I don't want to break the flow in any way, but I want to be obedient, because that's all I know to be. I want to believe God for souls tonight. Souls. But I want us to have a mass media soul winning time right now. You say, what must I do? If you're at home, I want you to take your device, your iPad, your iPhone out. If you're in this meeting, I want you to take it out. Take a seat, take it out. I want you to go to Facebook. I want to do something we've never done before. I want you to go to Facebook, to our Facebook page, myfaith.tv. I want you to find at the top of our page, we have the My Faith TV screen where you can actually see what's happening live. It's pinned right at the top of the page. I want you to click on that and I share it. You all know how to share it. And in the share line, I want you to type the words right now. My dear friend, I was thinking about you at this moment. This video clip, because tonight's your night. And click share. To all of your contacts, to everyone on your Facebook page. I want you to share right now, and you say, why? Because at this moment, I want us to watch the spikes go up of everybody. Look at that. Look at it just climbing on the live. I want you to watch. I want you to see. I want you to share it quickly. Because in a matter of 2-3 minutes, you're going to throw in the net. I want you to share it all over. We're going to have a TV, social media, powerful time of salvation in a moment here. The fire of God is moving. The fire of God is moving. And right now, each and every one of you watching, if you've just tuned in, you're watching us down in East London, South Africa. The power of God is moving. But I want to ask you, don't switch off the device. Please stay watching just for a moment. All over the world, just watch for a moment. Your friend sent you this link because your friend is caring for you. And whatever you're facing tonight, today, whatever time it is, wherever you are, whatever you are facing in your life, I want to tell you, you don't have to face it alone any longer. You might have felt alone. You might have felt no one loves you. I want to tell you today, Jesus loves you. He died for you on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to feel rejected. You don't have to feel the pain and the hurt. But I want you to know, wherever you're watching from right now, all over the whole wide world, His love is going out through these airwaves and through the social media device that you're holding in your hand right now, because He cares for you and He loves you. And tonight, I don't want you to disconnect from this. I want you to stay with it just for a moment longer, because your life is about to change. If you have never yet asked Jesus into your life, then tonight is your night. If you maybe once knew Him and you've backslidden and you've drifted away, I invite you to come home tonight. You say, Pastor Andre, I'm not sure that if I were to die tonight, I would go and be with Him in eternity. Tonight is the assurance of your salvation. So I ask you tonight, because your friend has sent you this link right now, because your friend cares for you and you've clicked on the link and you're watching the link, I ask you right now, deep down inside of your heart, the Spirit of God is calling you to salvation. And I invite you to come to Jesus tonight. You say, what must I do to be born again? All you got to do is pray a simple prayer with me. And I want to tell you, your life will never be the same. Here's the prayer. In a moment, I want to lead you in the prayer. But before I do, I want to ask anyone in this auditorium, no heads bowed, no eyes closed, everybody looking at me, if you want to make Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life, with all of your friends out on Facebook all over the world, all of those watching on VOD, all of those watching on TV right now, homes all over the nation and the nations of the world, if you want to be someone that is counted under the blood of Jesus and give your life to Him and come back to Him and make Him Lord and Savior of your life, that you too can have the experience of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, then tonight is your night. And so I invite you right here in the auditorium, and you at home, if that's you, in your home, on the count of three, I want you to raise a hand by faith in your home. Watching on your device, say, Pastor, it's me in this room. When I get to three, I want you to lift a hand and I want you to say, tonight is my night. If that's you, it's nothing to be ashamed about, because this is a place that love you. These are people that care for you. And if you need Jesus tonight to make Him Lord and Savior of your life, lift your hand on the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three. Now lift your hand quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Quickly lift your hand if you need Jesus tonight. God bless you. You need to make right with Him tonight. Lift your hand quickly all over this auditorium. Lift your hand. God bless you. Nothing to be ashamed of. Put it up high, be bold, nothing to be ashamed about. Beyond students, I'm speaking to you as well tonight. If you have never ever asked Jesus into your life, tonight is your night. Lift your hand, be bold, and say, tonight is my night. Every one of you, if you have lifted your hand in your home, wherever you are, I'm going to ask in a moment, every single one of us, won't you stand quickly now, please? Everyone in the house, stand. And those of you that lifted your hand, come right now. Come right now. Bring them. Bring them. Come. Come to Jesus right now. In your home, we're going to pray the prayer in a moment. Come quickly. I saw your hand, sir, ma'am. I saw your hand. Come quickly. Come quickly. From the back there, come. 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 Quickly, quickly, come. Wherever you are right now, come to Jesus. Oh, come on, keep clapping, church. Keep clapping. People are still coming. Keep clapping. Come. Come, come. Wherever you are, come. 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 Get ready at home. Get ready at home. Holding that digital device. Get ready. Get ready. Don't stop yet. Don't quit yet. Don't quit. Hold on. Hold on. Here it comes. Here it comes. Quickly, get ready. We're going to pray in just a moment. Stay with us. I want you to pray the prayer before you stop watching. Before I pray, I just feel I need to ask this one question. Are you sure you should not be here? Is there a tugging in your heart? Is there something that's going on the inside of you that is tugging and you say, I should be there. I don't want to miss the moment and I don't want you to miss it. If you need to be here, come. I'm going to ask every one of you to be the vessels tonight. And to look at the person on your left, your right, behind you, in front of you. Look them in the eye and say, are you sure you're born again? Even if you know them, ask them. And if they say yes, that's okay. But if they can't answer you, say, I will walk with you and bring them down to the front right now. Be the vessels for me. Quickly ask the people all around you. Quickly ask them and then bring them. Bring them. Even if it's just one, you come right now quickly. Quickly, is there anyone? Bring them, bring them, bring them right now, right now, and then we're gonna pray. Keep clapping, here come some people, keep clapping. Hallelujah! The Bible says there's great rejoicing when just one comes to know Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, you at home, you watching on social media right now, all around the world, here's the prayer. I want you to close your eyes while you're holding your phone. You don't have to look at me. In your heart, look to Jesus. I'm just the vessel. In the front here, I want you to raise your hands towards heaven. And I want us to pray a prayer. I'm going to lead you sentence by sentence. In your home, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Everyone, would you pray it loud with me? Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Tonight is my night.
Tonight is my night.
I've heard you calling.
I've heard you calling.
And I choose to respond.
And I choose to respond.
I make a decision,
tonight,
to turn around and turn my back
on everything of my past.
And tonight, Lord Jesus,
I ask you
this day, come into my heart,
come and live
inside of me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your word says,
whatever I ask,
I receive.
And in accordance with that,
I now know
I am born again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Coming into my heart.
For becoming my Lord.
For becoming my Lord.
My Master.
My Master.
My Savior.
My Savior.
And my friend.
And my friend.
I now know.
I now know.
That anything happens to me. From this day on.
From this day on.
I will be.
I will be.
With you.
With you.
In eternity. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Come on. Listen, every one of you, look at me. You are born again. You are born again. Listen to me. Look at me. In your home, wherever you are, every one of your devices right now, look at me. You are born again. Hallelujah. Oh. Now listen. You standing here, we're going to ask you to turn to your right. Quickly go. We got a gift for you. We want to give you something special tonight. We want to pray with you. The meeting's not over. You can come straight back into the meeting. You at home, I'm going to ask you right now, move to your telephone. Right now, there's a number. You prayed that prayer. I need the lines to be lit up right now. We have a gift for you. We want to send you something because of your decision. If you're watching on Facebook right now or your social device, tap there and say, I prayed the prayer. I'm born again. Send your friend on Facebook a note, a message. Say, thank you for sending me that link. I prayed the prayer. Quickly, 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 pick up your phone. Call the number now on the screen. Quickly, if you live in South Africa or Africa, phone this number right now. If you live in the USA, phone this number. If you live in the UK, phone this number over here. All right, everything's right there for you. If you want to send us an email, send us an email. If you want to go to the website, give us a testimony, do that. If you want to go to Facebook, say, I prayed the prayer of salvation. I am born again. Oh, come on, let's worship Him. Hallelujah. Ransomed me.